Welcome to episode 18 of the Rebel Within podcast. Today's episode is going to be called Virginia Takes Down Robert E. Lee Statue. First of all, I want to say if you're a whiny ass bitch, a left and a liberal, and you're a pansy and you're sensitive to race issues and stuff like that, then this podcast is not for you, or this episode. So I advise you to move along. So pretty much, let's just get into this. Ralph Northam. What a dumb son of a bitch. That guy is the governor of fucking Virginia. And that dumb fucker don't know no more about his history and Robert E. Lee than that. I mean, seriously. You mean to fucking tell me that you're going to have a man statue taken down just because he fought for the Confederacy? Richmond, Virginia is the home of the Confederacy. Richmond, Virginia, it was the home of Robert E. Lee, one of the greatest military minds that's ever been. Did you know that they still use battle plans and tactics and maneuvers and stuff that Robert E. Lee used back in the day? Today, he was such a great strategist. Robert E. Lee was, he wasn't he grew up not wealthy at all, really. I mean, his father was a general in the American Revolution called Henry Lighthorse Lee. And so they never owned slaves. Get that, right? Never owned slaves. And then Robert E. Lee went on to West Point, graduated one of the top in his class. Robert E. Lee went on to fight in the American-Mexican War. Then, a lot of people probably don't know. Right before Virginia had seceded from the Union, Abraham Lincoln offered Robert E. Lee total command of the Union Army. The only man he would have to answer to was President Abraham Lincoln. And the reason that Robert E. Lee turned it down is because he was from Virginia, and Virginia had just seceded from the Union. And Robert E. Lee was like, what kind of man would I be if I turned my sword on my own people? What kind of man would I raise my hand to my own family? So he couldn't do it. That's why he fought for the Confederacy. You know, you got dumb fuckers out there that just don't know their history. They don't. They care less to know about it, but they think they know about it, but they don't. They care less to read about it and research these things because, I go by what I've been told. It's got to be the damn truth. Why else would they tell you if it's not the truth? I told you. Those who are victorious write the history. They're going to make it sound the way they want to make it sound. They're going to sound like they were for the righteous cause, but they wasn't. The Northern Army and the Northern people didn't give no more damn about slavery and the slaves than the Southern people. Let me tell y'all something. You know what the Confederacy was? Well, they were named rebels. Rebel stands for rebellion. But the Confederates, the South succeeded from the Union, one of the reasons was South didn't believe in big government. They believed in the state should be able to govern themselves, to that the government, that the federal government shouldn't have their hands in everything they done. You know? And that's why they succeeded from the Union. It had, I mean, I'm not saying that slavery wasn't an issue or wasn't part of it. It was. You can't deny that. I wish I could say that it wasn't, but it was. It had something to do with it. But mainly it was because, and the only reason the Northern fought the war is because they wanted to keep the Union, because they wanted to keep the Union and they wanted to keep the United States, but they wanted to abolish slavery. But they were mad because the South seceded from the Union because it hurt them financially, because the South made so much money. But that's sort of kind of getting on another topic. But let me tell you something. See, Robert E. Lee was opposed to slavery. Robert E. Lee was opposed to secession. He didn't want secession, and he denounced slavery. But yet he fought for the Confederacy, because he was pretty much obligated to, because if he didn't, he was going to be right on the other side of Virginia there, bearing down on Virginia with the Northern Army, and there stands all his friends and family going, "What the hell are you doing?" Right? But you got this dumbass governor in Virginia that don't know no damn more than what the fuck he knows. He cannot be from Richmond. If he is from Richmond and he is that damn dumb, then I fucking feel sorry for him, because I know more about Robert E. Lee than he does. A symbol of slavery and oppression and all that shit. Are you fucking kidding me? You could leave his statue up just for his military accomplishments alone. Robert E. Lee had to be a great-ass general if he was going to be given the full command of the Union Army. Hell, he was given full command of the Confederate Army. I mean, here's the thing. See, Robert E. Lee, I'm just gonna tell y'all just like it is, and you're not gonna fucking like it, but I just don't give a shit. The only reason the South lost Civil War was two reasons. One, well, actually there's several reasons. But it all started when Robert E. Lee lost General Stonewall Jackson. Okay. He trusted no other general like he did him. When Lee would give a command, Johnson went and done it. Okay. The other commanders, see, when they fought at the Battle of Gettysburg, they had just lost him. They were going into Gettysburg. Lee had had a heart attack, but at the time they didn't know what a heart attack was. Okay, so he was sick. But he knew, a lot of people don't know this, but the South won the first day. It was a three-day battle in the town of Gettysburg. The South won the first day. If his generals would have done what Robert E. Lee asked them to do when he asked them to do it, The South would have won Gettysburg. And Lee's plan was, if he defeated the Northern Army at Gettysburg, he was going to march south right down to Washington, D.C., and take the formal surrender from Abraham Lincoln. That's what he was going to do. And if he would have done that, he would have had the Confederate States of America. It would have actually been their own country. Unfortunately, you know, circumstances led to Lee lost Vicksburg, and when Vicksburg fell, completely cut off the supply chain to the South, and pretty much the war was over. I mean, the Confederate Army lived on for another year or so or whatever until Lee finally surrendered at Appomattox Courthouse. But see, the problem was, the South, after they lost Gettysburg, a lot of people started looking at the Confederacy as a lost cause. The war for the South was a lost cause. It was just, you know, people stopped, you know, volunteering to fight. It's a lot of things had went on, and a lot of people saw it as a lost cause. And Lee couldn't get the men like Grant had. Hell, Grant was pulling people off the damn boat. Or immigrants coming over here throwing a uniform on to them, say, you want to be in this country, you want to love this country, then go fight in a war. That's how he was replenishing his numbers so much. But see, Robert E. Lee, here's the thing that people don't understand about Robert E. Lee. Did you know in the South at that time that it was against the law to teach slaves how to read and write, African Americans? Lee opened up his home and his church to teach African Americans how to read and write, because he knew one day that slavery was going to be over with and they were going to need to know these things. Whether people realize it or not, even if the South would have won the war, slavery was a lost cause anyway. You know, people could sit here and say that the Civil War was fought over slavery. Well, tell me something. The Civil War didn't end slavery. The 13th Amendment to the Constitution ended slavery. The war was just to fight, just to damn have a reason to blame everything on the South. The war was to keep the Union, to preserve the Union, because without the South, the North was doomed. They wasn't going to make it financially. They needed the South and the Southern money coming in. And they wasn't bound to lose that, so that's why they fought the war to preserve the Union. Civil War didn't end slavery. 13th Amendment ended slavery. But how can a man who fought for the Confederacy, that never owned slaves, be a racist? A man that denounced slavery, a man that was against, opposed slavery and opposed secession, be a racist? I never understood that shit. Yeah, okay, he fought for the Confederacy. Well, he had his reasons. Just like everyone else. See, people don't realize that, you know, in the South, not every white person in the South owned slaves, okay? You know, there were poor white people in the fucking South too, you know. Some of them fought in that war too. So, if they didn't own slaves, then what were they fighting for then? Answer me that fucking question. You can't. Because see, these dumb ass people out here who think that what you're being told in your college and your high school textbooks is the fucking truth, when it is far from the truth. You want to know Robert E. Lee? Go watch a documentary. Go read a book about Robert E. Lee. You'll find the truth. I just can't believe that Virginia's governor is that fucking stupid. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not the most educated fucker in the world either. But damn, I must know a lot more than he fucking does.
You know,
I'm getting tired. You know, here's the fucking things that gets me, right? They want to take down fucking Robert E. Lee's statue because it reminds black people of oppression and slavery and all that shit, which the people nowadays had no fucking, had nothing to do with fucking slavery, never was a slave, anything like that. They never had to go through any of that shit. Okay? But you're going to keep up General George Custer's fucking statue, the fucking guy that killed a lot of Native Americans and got his ass tore up at the fucking Battle of Little Bighorn. And, but y'all think he's such a glorified fucker because he killed Native Americans. Guess what? Go fuck yourselves. Why? Because he didn't, why wasn't? Because it wasn't, he didn't have anything to do with black people. Is that why y'all, oh, he's not a racist. Oh, he's a racist. Believe me, he didn't like Native Americans at all. That's why he wanted to kill so many of them. Oh, but you, oh, it's okay. Keep his statue up. Yeah. I don't see y'all fucking crying to take that shit. Oh, that's right. I forgot. Forgive me. Forgive me. It has to do with black people and black lives and slavery and all that. That's right. The Native Americans don't fucking matter. Give me a fucking break. Fucking racism is racism no matter how you look at it. I just can't believe that people are so fucking dumb. I hope that being dumb like this, you know how, you remember when they used to have the Ice Bucket Challenge, which was for a good cause, but then they had a lot of these other challenges come on, like the Tide Pod Challenge and the, what was it, that Kiki Dance Cat Challenge thing where the motherfuckers were dancing outside their cars as they were moving or whatever it was and all that shit. I hope that the stupidity that the people are doing right now is just a challenge. And then it'll fucking like go over, like it'll blow over quick, you know what I'm saying? And people will get back to being fucking smart and fucking reality. Because if you're fucking that dumb, I'd be ashamed to leave my fucking house. I really would. And the same governor in fucking Virginia who was called here last year with a picture of him wearing blackface is going to sit here and fucking talk about a racist statue of Robert E. Lee. Get the fuck out of here. Just take your ass on somewhere. You mean to fucking tell me that you're going to do Robert E. Lee and Virginia that way? Are you fucking serious? The man should be honored, if nothing, for his damn military fucking genius. And you're going to dishonor the man in his home fucking state, in his home fucking city of Richmond. You're going to take the man's fucking statue down. Are you a fucking dumbass? I mean, you can't be that damn bright, really. The home of the Confederacy. You know, truth be told, if you really look at what the South was doing, the South was proving a point. The South was actually, the Southern people were standing up more for the Constitution than the fucking Union was, because the Constitution was never meant to be. See, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and all that was written and put in place for the people to have more of the power than the government. Each state should have its own thing and not so much of a big, powerful federal government like it is now. That was the reason why the Confederacy was formed. That's why South Carolina, the first state to secede from the Union, which they had the first session meeting right here in my hometown of Chesterfield. Okay. Because it was all about states' rights. Oh, no. The Civil War was fought over slavery, really. Okay. You can fucking sit there and you can believe that horse shit all the fuck you want to. Civil War wasn't fought to keep or free fucking slaves. That's the narrative they're going to feed you. Of course the Union's going to say that. If they won the war, then oh hell, they were right. They had the righteous cause. They didn't give no more fucking. Where do you think one of the biggest fucking slave ports was in fucking New York City? One of the biggest trade, African American slave trading thing was in New York City, in the fucking ports of New York City. Where do you think they brought the slaves in at? People are fucking dumb. I just wish they quit feeding in the fucking narrative and this dumbass reality that people are trying to feed to them when it's not even the damn truth. Use your fucking brains. Get them out of that fucking phone of yours and look up the fucking truth. God. People are so fucking idiotic today. Everybody wants to be a left. Everybody wants to be a fucking liberal. It's all about Black Lives Matter and all this dumb. Let me tell you. I saw a video. Thank you, Elsa Corinth Sabotha. I'm going to mention your name in my podcast here this episode. She sent me a video. A good friend of mine. She lives in South Africa. And she sent me a video earlier of two white people kissing the feet of black people and saying they were sorry for being born white. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Seriously? You shouldn't ever be ashamed to be born, whatever fucking race you are. And I'm not bowing down and I'm not kissing no damn body's feet. I was born fucking white. I am who I am. I'm proud of who I am. And if people don't fucking like it, go jump the fuck off a cliff. Seriously. I encourage people to go out and study history. I'm going to tell you something right now. I think that every school, every public school in this nation, especially in high school, if you use your tax money for why shit, every student that becomes a freshman in high school, not only along with their history textbooks, should be given a book with the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Articles of Confederation, and have them do assignments out of that damn book. Read it. Study it. Know it. You got fucking people out here protesting. They don't even know what the fuck they're protesting. They don't even know who Robert E. Lee really is. Did you know that when he married the granddaughter of George Washington, right? He was given slaves, okay, through marriage. And he set them free. Because he didn't believe in slavery. His wife started an anti-slavery movement, which he supported. But old big bad Robert E. Lee is a racist and fought for the Confederacy and supported slavery. Just because he was a fucking Jew. Do you know, here's what people don't understand. Did you know that Civil War was a brother against brother war. And what I mean by that is this. They were Southerners who fought for the Union Army, who believed that no matter what, the Union should have stayed intact. They were Southerners that fought for the Union, who opposed slavery. They were, and actually a lot of them that fought for the North owned slaves themselves because they come from, well, see, they were fighting against their own selves because here's the thing, you don't fight a war to end slavery and be Southern and fight for that cause because you're going to lose your livelihood. That proved to you right there that they wasn't fighting to fucking end slavery. They were fighting to keep the Union intact. Dumbass fucking people don't know that shit. They don't care to know it and don't want to fucking know it. You know, I was told the other day that someone said because I valued people's property over human life that I was the fucking problem. Or people like me was the fucking problem. No, you're the fucking problem because you're not educated. You're a fucking dumbass. Somebody asked me one day if I was prejudiced. I said, fuck yeah, I'm prejudiced against fucking stupidity and ignorance. Now, I'm going to say something. There's a difference in being stupid and can't help it and not knowing better than fucking being stupid and you choose to be that way. I don't really know what to fucking say other than it's just a bunch of dumb shit. You know, I was gonna say boycott, or I was gonna be totally done with fucking Virginia and Richmond and all that. But the only thing that keeps me the reason I don't turn on Richmond, Virginia, is because that's where Edgar Allan Poe lived part of his life, and his museum is in Richmond, Virginia. So luckily for Poe, or luckily for Richmond, they have something else that I give a lot about. So guess what? I guess I can't sit there and boycott Richmond, Virginia altogether. You fuckers better be lucky. Yeah. Northam, that stupid fucker in Virginia, the governor. Man, I'm telling you. I mean, he don't know no more than what the fuck he knows, and he needs to get the fuck out of politics. You don't know no more about one of the greatest war generals of all fucking time from your city of Richmond, from the fucking state of Virginia, and you don't know no more than that, you gotta be a fucking idiot. I'm sorry, I'm starting to go on a rant here, and I'm starting to kind of like repeat myself. So I probably should probably bow out now before I really, I just don't know what to say. I guess I'm just dumbfounded and shocked, really. I'm not really shocked. Truth is, I kind of seen it coming for a while now. But I kind of thought that maybe, you know, Richmond or Virginia would fucking stand up for it's fucking history, but I guess the fuck not. You know what I'm saying? That's just like everybody else. They're fucking kowtowing and bowing down and fucking giving in to the black man, giving in to the black race. Everything's fucking about slavery and oppression and all that bullshit. Get the fuck out of here. See, y'all are the problems. Y'all want to sit here and say that Civil War is fought over fucking slavery. Well, you know good and fucking well that wasn't the fucking cause. Because here's the thing. When the war was pretty much over and the cost was lost for the fucking South, when Abraham Lincoln damn wrote up the fucking Emancipation Proclamation and, like I said, pretty much the fucking war was over. It was pretty much fucking over. There's probably like a year left into the war. The foul, and right then, right at that time, that's when a lot of blacks started leaving plantations because they knew the Union and the Confederacy and slavery was fitting to be abolished as soon as the war was over. So what the fuck was the South fighting for if they were fighting for slavery? Let me put it to you like this right here. If I was fighting for slavery and the war was, and I saw that we were lost cause, I'm like, well, boys, let's go to the house. This is a lost cause. No, Lee kept fucking fighting because he wanted to prove a point. He eventually, you know, surrendered at Appomattox because, one, he was outnumbered. Two, his fucking supplies and his army were depleted to the point to where he was like, why let more men die for a lost cause? You know, the war is pretty much over. His fucking army was starving to death. All that shit. The South, I'm going to tell y'all what, up to Gettysburg, the South didn't lose a fucking battle of the war. They had one tie, and that was the Battle of Antietam. Up to Gettysburg, the South won every battle of the Civil War. And if they would have won Gettysburg, the war would have been over. Because Robert E. Lee's plan was, when I gain a battle on Northern soil, I'm going to march my ass to Washington, D.C. and get the formal surrender of Abraham Lincoln. Fortunately, it didn't work that way. But, you know, here we are today, all these years later. Now, you want to take down a man's statue. Because he reminds of slavery. Black oppression. Really? How the fuck are you oppressed? And two, none of you had anything to fucking do with slavery. Y'all remind yourselves of slavery every fucking day. You don't need a fucking statue to do it. You talk about it all the fucking time. You must like fucking slavery. Because that's all the fuck I ever hear. You use it as a fucking tool to get whatever the fuck you want. But you're going to take down a statue that is oppression of black people and a reminder of slavery and everything Confederacy, and the Confederacy was all about slavery. Really? Okay. If you fucking believe that, then you're fucking part of the problem. Straight up. Guess what? Learn to read, fuckers, and go find out the history for yourself. Well, I guess I'm done. I just want to say thank you. And listening to this episode, thank you for listening to Rebel Within podcast. This is Wild Bill signing out, saying have a great day, have a blessed day, and I'll catch you again later.